Hi everybody, welcome to Toro Sports Talks. I'm your host, Peter Toro. Today is July 1st, and I'm going to be talking about all things United States Women's World Cup today. I'm going to do a full recap on the USA-France game, as well as the upcoming semifinal game. Last match in the quarterfinal, the United States faced France, and the Americans won 2-1 with two goals from Megan Rapinoe. Megan Rapinoe scored in the 5th and the 65th minute. Her first goal was off a free kick, and her second goal was from Tobin Heath on the right side in the 65th minute. Megan Rapinoe has been an absolute beast this tournament. She becomes the first American to score 4 straight goals at a Women's World Cup. Wendy Renard for France scored a header for France in the 81st minute to make for an exciting ending in the match where the U.S. was able to hang on 2-1. The biggest takeaways from this game for me was that the U.S. can play in many styles. Megan Rapinoe was absolutely in her bag in that game. She just had her way with the France defense for the majority of the game, even though the U.S. didn't have the ball for the majority of the game. France had the ball for possession for 60% of the game. They also created 7 corner kicks with only one breakthrough from a header from Wendy Renard. It showed that the U.S. was able to develop and play in a different style. For the majority of this World Cup, they haven't really been tested by teams. They really haven't had many threats against Spain. They did let in a goal. However, they kind of were able to play the way that they wanted to. That wasn't true against France with this last game in the quarterfinal match. France really had the ball and was able to create solid chance after solid chance when they wanted to. But the U.S. defense stayed stout and was able to hold their ground. Minus the one goal, it was a really good show from Lissonnière and from the rest of the U.S. defensive line. Crystal Dunn was the one who stood out for me on the defense. Crystal Dunn, a lot of questions have been asked about her ability to defend a quality opponent as playing at left back. However, her natural position is more in a attacking midfield or attacking position. So she hasn't been asked to do this a lot, but she is the answer that the U.S. had. And she put a lot of those questions to rest after that game against France. She did not break. She played solid defense the entire night. She gave up a couple corner kicks, but you'll take a corner kick over a goal every day of the week. And to do that against such a high-quality opponent in France, that just makes huge strides for her. The U.S. will look to take on England in the semifinal match tomorrow at 3 o'clock. More tests are to come for Crystal Dunn and the U.S. defense facing a dangerous right side on England. Lucy Bronze is the right back. She's probably the best player left in this tournament. Even with the U.S. having so many talented players, Lucy Bronze has really been impressive this World Cup. She scored a brilliant goal in her quarterfinal match that it was outside the box, right foot shot outside, and just complete right under the crossbar for a goal to help England win and advance to this semifinal match where they take on the U.S. Playing right above Lucy Bronze is Nikita Paris, playing on the wing with extreme pace, and she has great ability to score. The biggest threat and going to be the biggest challenge for the U.S. defense is going to be trying to figure out what to do with Ellen White. She shares the tie for atop of the Golden Boot trophy for most goals with U.S. Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe, all with 5 goals, along with Sam Kerr, who played for Australia, who is no longer in the World Cup. Ellen White has scored 5 goals in 4 matches for England and has been really dynamic in their attacking third. She's going to keep Becky Sauerbrunn and Abby Dahlkemper, along with the rest of the U.S. defense and Alyssa Nair in goal, busy for this game. England has been playing really hot, and they look to continue their success that they've carried through the World Cup. Manager Phil Neville is very confident in his squad, and the squad is really believing in themselves to be able to make a run at this final. Look, at this point, obviously, if you made it to the semifinal, you have to be pretty good. England is a very good team. They're a dangerous team. I don't think they're as good as France, but they're still they're a high-quality opponent. It's going to be another fun match to watch. Again, the defense from France is, I don't know how similar it is to England. I think it's going to be, they're going to want to do the same thing that France did. They're going to want to possess the ball and keep the ball away from the United States. I think that if England has more possession for this game, it bodes better for England. However, I think the biggest thing for the U.S. is going to be to break down Ellen White, and Lucy Bronze has a tendency to sneak into the midfield, so you have to keep track of her at all times, because if you let Bronze get in the midfield, it really opens up a lot of space for Nikita Paris, Ellen White, Tony Duggan, for England to really roam and have a lot of space to do whatever they want in the final third, and that can be dangerous, especially considering the U.S. looked really good against France. However, I think they really need to continue to show growth in defending in their final third. So at times, it's still been shaky between Becky Sauerbrunn and Alyssa Nair, who you really didn't think the questions were going to come from. A lot of questions were asked to Crystal Dunn, and she was able to stand on her head in that France game. So need more development from Abby Dahlkemper. Abby Dahlkemper was brilliant in the game against France. Look to see more great defensive work out of her. Becky Sauerbrunn has been a little shaky still, but again, with her, if she's playing at her top game with Abby Dahlkemper, Kelly O'Hara at right back, and Crystal Dunn at left back, the U.S. defense should be just fine. The key for the U.S. to win this game is going to be to continue to play through the wings with Tobin Heath and Megan Rapinoe, because defenses just can't find an answer to them. They're too fast, they're too skilled on the ball. Tobin Heath hasn't really seen a lot of the ball. I know she got player of the match against Sweden for a goal that she scored, even though they called it own goal for Sweden, which it wasn't, but FIFA ruled it own goal anyway. Tobin Heath was really dynamic in that game. But there have been times in this tournament where she's just kind of seemed lost. They just can't seem to find Tobin the ball at some point, so I think it's going to be really important to have her on that right side creating chance after chance, like she did against France, because she made a nice drive at the goal line and was able to pass it back, skip through one player, and then Megan Rapinoe finished it for the goal. Megan Rapinoe has just been absolutely fantastic. She's been, in my opinion, the best player for the U.S. She leads the way with the goals along with teammate Alex Morgan. So by playing on the wings, it's going to open up more chances to drive the ball into Alex Morgan, but the U.S. has such a talented midfield, too, with players like Julie Ertz, like Sam Mewis, just creating chances in the midfield and then playing them out wide to bring it back into the center of the goal. That's going to be key for the U.S., and they did it really well playing on the break against France. I think they're going to look to try to play more on the break again against England in this semifinal match. Another thing to look for in this upcoming semifinal for the U.S., is Rose Lavelle. She didn't have her best game against France. When she's on, her touch and her ability to score from range is one of the best in the game. However, she didn't have her best touches. She wasn't that dynamic. She didn't create a whole lot of chances for the U.S. in the game. So I think Jill Ellis might shake things up just a little bit and have Lindsey Horan step into the midfield. Other than that, I think the starting 11 stays the same with ATM up top with Alex Morgan, Tobin Heath, and Megan Rapinoe. And then Sam Mewis has been fantastic this entire World Cup. Lindsey Horan, I think, will make the start over Rose Lavelle. Julie Ertz will be playing that defensive holding midfield for the U.S. And then the back line will be Crystal Dunn at left back, Becky Sauerbrunn and Abby Dahlkemper holding down the center back positions, and Kelly O'Hara on the right flank with Alyssa Nair in goal. This entire Women's World Cup has been fantastic to watch and has taken the entire United States by storm. Already, this United States Women's National Team home jersey for Nike is the most sold soccer jersey for men or women. Thank you for listening. As always, this has been Toro Sports Talks. I'm Peter Toro.